technical support. This is Brian. How can I help you today? Yes, sir. This is Microsoft technical support you have reached. My name is Brian. How may I direct your call today? Okay, could you please let me know what do you see on your screen? What kind of messages you see? Okay, and could you please let me know, sir, exactly what were you doing when you got that warning on your screen? Okay, and did you recall that you clicked on any unknown link or any unknown advertisement by mistakenly? Okay. I'll definitely go ahead and help you out. First of all, just let me know which device you have. Like it's a laptop or it's a desktop computer that you're using? It's a desktop computer, okay. And which company belongs to? Like is it HP, Dell, Acer, Lenovo? Which company is it? Dell. Okay. And approximately how old is your Dell computer? A year old. Okay. And is it your personal computer or do you use it for any work purpose? It's a personal one. Okay. And sir, could you please help me with your first name, your last name, please? And your first name is John. It's J-O-H-N, John. Last name is Rudin, R-U-D-E-N, right? Okay. And in case if you don't mind, can I address you by your first name? That would be John. Okay. So now, John, I just want you to stay connected with me for a minute or two. Let me just go ahead and have a quick check on the information which you have provided me right now, and I'll get back to you how we are going to help you in this case, okay? What you can do is you can simply grab the fresh piece of paper and pen handy as well, so you can write down some of my credentials. Online, John, could you hear me? Okay, I really appreciate your time and patience. Now, first of all, you can write down my name and my verification code. The name is Brian Martin, B-R-I-A-N, Brian. Last name is Martin. M-A-R-T-I-N, T as in Thomas, I as in Indiana, N as in Nancy. Write down my verification code. The code is M as in mother, S as in Sam, number 8, number 7, number 2. Okay, so now, John, I have just checked in our systems and it seems like there is a breach on your network, which means there is a complete attempt of hacking which has taken place on your network and on your IP address. So could you please let me know, like, had someone else use your computer except you recently or in the past 48 hours? Okay, and have you shared your Wi-Fi password to any known or any unknown person, like any neighbor or any visitor who come at your place? No one. Okay. So now, John, in this case, I'm going to guide you with few technical steps to install certain Microsoft temporary securities, which will help you to scan your device by yourself and diagnose which type of threats are causing this identity breach on your information. So once you're ready, let me know. I'll go ahead and guide you with that. Okay. Now, first let me know, what do you see on your screen right now? Okay. Is it in a full screen or are you able to see your taskbar? Okay. Now, do you know how to minimize the window? Or do you know how to open? Don't close that page where you're on. On the very right top corner, you will see a three dots. Do you see a three dots? Click on the three dots and click on New tab. You're on New tab, right? Perfect. Now, what you can do is, on the very top on your screen, you will see an address bar where you can type something. Do you see that? Perfect. Now, start typing over there. D as in Delta. P as in Papa. Care, C-A-R-E, care. Did you type DP care? Put a dot like a period, then type live, L-I-V-E, live. And hit the enter key and let me know what do you see. Okay. Like, you see enter code, right? Okay. Now, put the code there. The code is 39892. It just proceed, right? Now hit on proceed or just hit the enter key. Now what do you see? On the right top corner, do you see the file is downloading, which is support.client. Clicked on it, when you open that up. And it will ask you, yes, click on allow, click on allow. Yes. Once it download, let me know. Perfect. Now, John, you are successfully connected to the Microsoft Temporary Securities. Now, let me know what do you see on your screen. No, I believe that we just got disconnected again. What you can do is, on the right top corner, you will see a three dots. Click on three dots. Now, get into downloads. You will see downloads over there. Now, you will see a file which says Screen Connect Client. Do you see that? Double clicked on it. Click on yes or click on allow. You did that? No, we cannot. No, because I can see over here that your IP address has been not secured right now. What we'll do is we'll give one more try, okay? Just click on the three dots, click on New tab. Now what do you see? On the very top, yes, you will see a search bar, right? Now start typing over there. DP care, D as in David, P as in Papa, care, C-A-R-E, care, dot live. Hit the enter key. Now, do you see join with the code? Okay. Now, put the code there again. It's 39892. Okay. Click on open. Click on open file and click on yes. Yes. Click on allow. Click on allow. No, I believe that you didn't click on allow. No, John, I don't think so that you clicked on allow. It may be ask you, like, do you want to allow this app to make changes? Did you click on yes or not? Are you sure about that? Now give me a quick moment, John, then over here. Let me just go ahead and have a quick check on it from my side. What is going on? Okay, John, what you can do is, again, we will give a one more try, okay? On the right top corner, you will see three dots. Click on the three dots. Now let me know, what do you see there? Click on downloads. Click on downloads. Now you will see at the first place, you will see a file which says Screen Connect Client. Do you see that? Click on the first one. Now, what do you see? Okay, give me a quick moment over here. I believe there is a hacking process going on. That's the reason we are not able to go ahead and connect your device. What we'll do is we will give one more try. Click on the three dots on the right top corner. Clicked on it. Click on New tab. Now on the top you will see address bar where you can type something. Click there and type there www.ultraweaver.net. Do you want me to spell that word for you? It's a one word, ultraweaver.net. Yes, and now do you see download a green color option? Clicked on it. Now what do you see? Yes, click on open file. Now it will ask you, do you want to allow this? Next, just hit on install. Yes, once it's done, you will see automated generated ID and the password over there. Click on finish. Help me with your ID first. Give me a quick moment, okay? 97145. What is the password for that? Now give me a quick moment. Just stay connected with me. And John, can I ask you a few questions? Like, what activities do you do on your computer on a regular basis? And emails. Okay, and apart from that, you said you do shopping as well, right? And do you watch movies online? You use your TV for that, okay. Give me a quick moment over here. Okay, now let me know, what do you see? You see your desktop, right?